Can you hear me?
I can.
All right, I can hear you. So, that means we're in the good. What is going on, you guys? I'm Aiden Alvarado. The host of Overtime Podcast with me, as always, is Nevin and Boy. Today could be pretty interesting.
Episode.
But we actually planned out this time, so, I mean, we should be fine. We are actually scripted now, so.
Not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but.
I mean, it should be a good thing, you know, now that we're, like, scripted, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like,
some people script with, like, the sentences planned out.
Yeah, I mean, we got a script, we got everything planned out, like, this one's gonna feel a lot better than last time.
We got an after party, yeah.
I'm not saying it did. I'm just saying it could have been better, honestly. I mean, there was points where we weren't really talking about anything.
It happens. All right.
Wait, I gotta go to the script. Actually.
States go into a second lockdown, late fall or midsummer.
Yep. So,
that's a new court. I understand the backstory behind it is it might pick up again because of back-to-school stuff.
Yeah, that's like what I was thinking.
But we should have a vaccine probably around by then, maybe next year, like maybe next January. Although I don't think it'll take that long because Egypt's
been very close on theirs. Right, so they might find a way to slow it down, but it could easily spread back up again late fall.
It's never going to go away. Completely, probably. I mean, eradicating is something that's very hard. But I definitely think that if we have a vaccine, especially, you know, I mean, it's not going to really affect us. It's just like the flu for us, like as our age group goes. And for most people in reality, I know a person from Italy, like 100-some-year-old dude just like recovered. He's like one of the first patients to recover from it.
That's honestly really cool. Like,
so it's not like, I know it's deadly, but especially for our group, you know what I mean? I think you should have the option to homeschool, but if you're still worried about it, then just homeschool your child.
Yeah, I think that might, I agree with you totally on that. They should like give us
because that's always an option. That's always an option.
True, but I think they should give us an option like legally to homeschool our kids if they're really that worried about it still once everything kicks back up. So.
No, you can homeschool your child legally.
I know, but I'm saying like, if you're already enrolled, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like that.
That's all possible.
Right, and they still get work from the school and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I hope we don't have to. Because it's not ever going to be there. And it's actually not as bad as they make it sound to me. Like, I'm not from Italy, so I can't talk, but. There's some interesting news leaks about the actual number of record patients because hospitals get a certain amount of money for every patient that dies from it. So there's been some people that have reported saying, like, having their superiors coming down and saying, even if this person dies from a heart attack, just say it was corona related, or they had something corona related as well, just like get money. So the numbers are really gapped as well. And every time they test for it, then also it's like, oh, we have 400 new cases overnight. It's like, no, those existed. It's just the testing for it. So, but this isn't the. But again, I don't think this is a way to live. Like, you can't. You know, I mean,
everything's failing. Everything is failing. Honestly.
Everyone's saying this is the new normal, and it really isn't.
Right. We shouldn't make that the new normal just because that's what it is right now. We shouldn't just. Like, adapt to this kind of lifestyle just because something is happening.
And it's not even a new normal, really. It's just temporary.
I hope so. It better not be no permanent.
You know? Well, it can't be. You know,
right.
Like,
I mean, eventually they're going to find a vaccine.
We can't. Like,
so.
Mm-hmm. Probably coming soon, hopefully. And it's not like there's never been a big disease before. You know what I mean? Like, like, plague killed a bunch of people, but that wasn't really normal.
I know this is kind of off script, but I kind of want to add on to this because we kind of did this yesterday after the podcast. Apex Season 5. Oh my god, it's good.
Holy
love
cow.
I fucking love it. Like, it's just, it's good.
Woo, lad. Woo, lad.
It's good. Like,
oh, that fantastic. Was probably the, oh, it's so smooth.
It's just probably the most, last night was probably the most fun I've had on Apex since season, like, two. Since season a long two, time. I'd say.
Yeah, we had a absolute blast up to, like, 1 o'clock in the morning.
It was fun. Everything runs a lot smoother. They balanced a lot of overpowered guns. They have, like, these little...
Yeah, the Massif isn't looking great anymore, right, but it's still broken.
They have, like, these charge towers, which we don't know exactly what they do yet, but we think that they just deal a lot of damage.
Figure it out.
We'll get you guys... Right, we'll get to you guys on that tomorrow.
Well,
but I know this is a little off script, but I just had to add that in eventually because
this episode was actually supposed to come out yesterday.
We were
kind of
like, you know what? Let's just play Apex.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, yeah,
some of the stuff went down.
yeah,
boy.
We don't get into it. Like, that shit just should be left.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
You know.
No, you talk about it.
Oh, man, I didn't even want to think about it. It's just so stupid.
Okay, anyways. So, we might be going back into lockdown. Apex Season 5 is
way
absolutely
smoother.
Fantastic. Would check
really
it out.
Smoother.
Definitely would recommend. Normally, I last night I said I'm hyped for some pre or early season Apex lag.
Oh,
and
no,
there wasn't really any.
No, there was like no lag at all. And I think they fit
a little bit.
There's a little bit, but that's
bit.
What you're going to expect with the new season. Right. Yeah.
Huge update.
So that's
you know
understandable.
What I mean? So,
like, I feel like they fixed it a lot.
Well, I wasn't complaining, but it's normally like in the beginning, like when you're first in the drop ship, it's just everyone's like concepts going on at once. And then they fixed that. So it doesn't. Anyways, it runs really smooth, so that's good. Aiden, I believe this is your next segment. All right,
so this one's going to be leaning towards on me because I'm more of like the football knowledge, but you can obviously still pitch in because, you know. So, ex-Patriots player, it's anonymous, but ex-Patriots player believes Tom Brady doesn't need Bill Belichick, but Bill Belichick needs Tom Brady. And I know you don't know much about football, but I know you at least know Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. So, what do you think on that?
Yeah. I think Tom Brady can go pretty much wherever he wants.
So,
you think
Bill
needs good.
Tom?
He may get as far as he could go.
So you're thinking Bill needs Tom?
I don't know because I hate to see how this season pans out. Really,
I mean, I think that's another thing that everybody needs to wait on because you can't just say that and then say it way before the season starts because we don't know. Who knows? All we know, the Patriots could go 11-5 again, and the Buccaneers could go 7-9. We don't know for sure, but what we do know for sure. Is that this season with Tom Brady on the Buccaneers and Bill Belichick without Tom Brady? Oh, yeah.
It's going to be fantastic to watch.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
Because, Brady obviously carried hard. So I wonder what he's going to do
this
season.
This is like the best team he's ever been on. He has Chris Godwin, Mike Evans. He's got O.J. Howard. He's got his best friend Rob Gronkowski back. The Buccaneers have an outstanding defense.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Rob.
This is probably the best team Tom has played on since 2010 when they had Randy Moss and they just drafted Gronk and he was in his prime and they had Julian Edelman and all that. So it's definitely going to be interesting.
But you can't get the best of the prime. So
right, yeah, Gronk
years,
is 31. He just turned 31.
He's good. That isn't young.
Yeah, he retired
it's not
when he was
old, but it's also young.
So...
I think
today's his birthday.
It depends on how much money you can bring in. So.
He's 31. Oh,
cool. So, I'm excited to see that play, definitely. I think that Bill is a
good
player.
Greatest of all time. And I'm not even saying that because he's biased. You guys, just look at the stats. 6 Super Bowl wins. Sure, he has 3, but if you really think about it, like, that's still a really good win-to-loss ratio. 6-3. So I'm just going to name off some achievements Tom has. He has one of the most passing yards in a game ever with 517 against the Titans. He has most touchdown passes in a half with six. It was like five or six. Also against the Titans. He has six Super Bowl wins. He's been to 14 Pro Bowls. He's done it all. So that's just factual.
He's lived the right. NFL and player dream.
There's going to be people out there that rank quarterbacks above Tom Brady now, obviously, because with Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, they're definitely better than him. But,
good.
If you're talking all time, you have to have Tom Brady in your top three.
Definitely.
There's no arguing with that.
Mm-hmm. No.
Right.
And he's definitely earned
Bill Belichick.
It as well.
Listen, like, these are the achievements Bill Belichick's won. He has third most regular season wins as a coach of all time, which 530. He has the most Super Bowl appearances as a coach in 11. He has the most Super Bowl wins as a coach in 9 because he won a couple with the Giants. And he has like the least amount of losses from a head coach ever too, and the least amount of ties. So they're both the GOATs in their respective areas. So it's just going to be really interesting.
I was going to say, I wish I could see Bill.
Oh yeah, I wish we played the Buccaneers because we would smoke them into the ground. We would put Tom Brady back in his place. So
yeah,
I.
Well, that's because Bill's a fantastic coach. He definitely knows what he's doing.
Right.
Yeah, and look at the stats again.
Like, I don't want to say he's good with quarterbacks that aren't good, but the scheme that he has with his offense, you could plug in any quarterback into that scheme and they will throw for 3,000, 4,000 yards every year. So.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's another thing. He's the most prepared coach in the league. He thinks ahead. He has the best defensive game plans and offensive game plans. He just does it all.
I really wish that we could get Bill for a coach.
Oh, God,
that'd
no.
be so
Please
cool
no.
to watch.
No.
Let team go.
It's bad enough they got Tom. So, I don't know. It's just going to be really interesting on how everything plays out this year. Once again, like, they're both the best in their respective areas.
I'm excited to
see. I mean, yeah, like you said, it's just going to be interesting, so.
Interesting segment segue here.
I forgot we had this.
it's not my idea.
I just
this
thought
is
it
not
was
my
funny,
day
so I wanted
plan.
To add it in.
So what's it like to be a Karen? Discriminating against
I don't even know what to say to this because it's just like because I thought
Why
it
you
would
add
be
it?
Funny.
To be fair, we were both like screaming, saying "Woo, lad!" last night, and we're getting lasered by some bloodhounds.
I mean,
Woo, lad.
We got some a new
changes.
Spot. Already, so
regrets.
I don't know what it's called. I forgot the name. But...
So, all right. It's unnamed. It's on the name location.
I see. Yeah.
Still pretty late though. All right. Anyways, what's it like to be a Karen? All right, we're done.
No, just
the
like that's
discriminated.
It. What it's like to be careful. All right, guys, next segment.
So, higher or lower? Your turn
Ooh,
for today.
It is. Okay, higher or lower? I probably should have prepared. I never prepare. I prepare for it. I don't prepare with it. What can we do for higher or lower today? Video games. We could do like, will they be more popular than this game kind of thing. All right, I'll start it off.
Okay.
I mean, I guess there's no really right answer. I guess we could just be giving our opinions, but still. All right.
Yeah. Well, kind of the segment is just being.
All right, so Apex. No. Let me restart on that. Fortnite will have a drop-off year next year.
What does that mean exactly? No, what I need numbers.
I mean, I don't know. I guess we can't really do a higher level like that then, because I mean, there's no really numbers to go with it.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Yeah.
It was just player base, I guess.
I think they will. I think they're gonna fall off a cliff.
Yeah, I here's an idea for it. We could do like percentage of player drop.
Yeah, I got you.
Or
this
gain,
is my
I guess.
percentage of player drop. 70.
So, yeah, I think it's probably gonna be around like 60, because there's still
true,
a bunch of little kids that enjoy it. Yeah, I mean, like,
I'm thinking 70 because, like, you know.
I mean, you know, a bunch of streamers and stuff.
Like a lot of, because, you know, Valorant.
I don't know how Ninja. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how, like, Ninja keeps playing that, dude.
He doesn't, I don't think. I think he plays Valorant right now.
Yeah, I think he is too.
I don't know.
Yeah, I got sick of it after a while.
I got sick of it, like, every other week, and then I'd come back to it for some reason.
Yeah, no. I always wonder why you would.
Me too.
So,
me too.
All right. Higher or lower, Valorant. You think you're gonna have a big boost, or you think everyone's just kinda be like, oh, it's just CSGO and
knockoff? I think it'll stay popular, but I don't think it'll blow up like Fortnite did 3 years ago. Well, now 4 years ago.
Yeah, well, Fortnite is something that no game had ever really done before.
Right. That game broke not millions of awards, like, or achievements. I mean, like, but they did break a lot. So, I mean,
well, and they just did stuff they've never done before. PUBG was really the first game to do Battle Royale, but they made it where it wasn't all tactical and it was just kind of about vibing.
Yeah. I'm actually playing Apex right now, not going to lie. You want to join?
All right. No, because we'll get distracted.
Oh, yeah, true. Okay. Well, I'm just going to play by myself.
All right. Aiden, I believe this is you.
What? What's me? Oh, my turn? Apex will blow up.
Yeah.
And it will overtake Fortnite. And Valorant.
I think it'll definitely
And Valorant.
I think it'll overtake Fortnite because Fortnite's got a big player drop. I'm not sure about Valorant, because is that game even released yet?
Valorant? No, I think it's still in its open beta.
Yeah, we have to have a card.
Yeah. Or closed beta, I mean, not open beta.
Yeah.
And it's only PC, it's strictly PC.
Yeah, no, it's just dumb. So that's why I think it's, I don't think that's why it's gonna, I don't think that's why it's not gonna blow up, it's just because it's PC.
Yeah.
Which is dumb. But, I think that Apex is gonna overtake Fortnite and probably Valorant, definitely Fortnite or Valorant. So I can agree with that. I just put my phone to my lock screen to go get to the script. actually, I want to for you guys, viewers. Let's go CSGO, because that's been blowing up recently. Do you think that's going to decline?
Decline. Or it might just stay the same,
I do.
Honestly.
Well, because we have Valorant now, so I think it's going to decline because people can get that in a more PG version of it, so they can get, you know, younger viewers to watch it.
Yeah, actually, that makes a lot of sense. I'm going to actually agree with you on that and say decline. I changed my answer because, yeah.
Although, I do think it's going to stay popular, because it always kind of has been popular.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like the Minecraft. Like, I feel like I say this every other, like, with every other game, but it's true. It's like the Minecraft of the shooter games.
Yeah, well, yes and no. I think Call of Duty also could take that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all right. Your turn.
This is going to kind of be risky, but I'm going to say Minecraft. You think it'll stay? I think, honestly, I want to go first. I want to interrupt you real quick. I think it'll stay the same.
I think it'll stay the same too. Listen, there's a fan group of people that have their life put together and think it's a fun game. Then there's a group of, like, kids in middle school that say, ew, Minecraft's so gay, guys. Let's go play Fortnite. And then there's, you know, everybody else who's like, no, you guys are just in middle school. You guys draw penises on the bathroom wall.
Right, yeah. I mean, that pretty much sums it all up.
That's my opinion. I think it's probably going to stay the same. Because everyone's playing it now, just going to keep playing it. And then everyone, it never really moves up.
Yeah.
It's just a maturity level. Because it's not the funnest game. It's fun, but, yeah, I mean, I understand. I played Fortnite through middle school. Yeah, I mean, I had a fun time playing it. It's not my interest anymore. I'm not hating anyone that plays it, but they'll grow out of it like everyone does. You know, I mean, because after you play it every day for 2 years, it's boring.
Yeah,
Minecraft is kind of fun, and then, you know, the kids coming up underneath, you'll do the same thing. So, All right. Rainbow Six Siege. You think it's gonna decline?
No, I think it'll grow. I know that game's been out for a while, but I think it's gonna grow.
You think it's gonna grow? I thought it already grew.
It is, but I think it'll skyrocket even more, honestly, because it's such a fun game.
Skyrocket? I mean, I don't know, man. That's a big word.
Hey, man, that's just my bold take on it.
You think it's gonna compete with Valorant?
No. It could. I don't think it will, though. I think it's gonna be smoked by Valorant, but.
Yeah, it's still a fun game, though. But it's just. That's also an older game.
Yeah, it's been out since like what, 2010, 2012?
Yeah, it's an older game. Yeah. I got one more, so we'll do you one more time than me one more time.
Wait, am I supposed to go? I'm sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, you.
I don't know, I can't think of one. You can just go again. I don't care.
Mortal Kombat. Do you think
stay the same?
It's gonna
stay the same.
Yeah, you think it's not?
Yeah, I think it's gonna stay the same. Honestly,
yeah, it's a fun game.
It's fun, but everyone likes it. Like, if it's gonna blow up, it would have already blown up.
Where's the player base for it? Really? Right. Yeah, I mean, like, listen, I'm always down for Mortal Kombat and chill, but real thing, by the way.
Mortal Kombat and chill.
But it's hot.
How do you do that? Just somebody walks in, you're like, yo, babe, play Mortal Kombat, and we chill.
I mean, yeah, man, we just set up a date. Come over, mess a bowl of popcorn, like Mortal Kombat and chill. It's like Netflix and chill, but your chill is fine.
Oh, God. That sounds fun.
It is. Yeah, there's a player base for it, but it's not one of those games where you just kind of stream.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, people can stream it for fun, but it's like they don't really play it competitively.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you go, well, yeah, it's kind of like Super Smash Bros. Yeah. Like, I don't think a game's ever done. Still a fun game, fantastic game to play. It's just, yeah, like, people obviously stream it, but the player base of kids, people who, not kids, people who will watch it, it's just limited. Right. You know what I mean? Because it's kind of just the same thing over and over again. Fun to play, not fun to watch.
Yeah.
Minecraft? Fun to play, not as fun to watch. Yeah. Although, well, it also depends on the context. I've watched some fantastic Minecraft videos. Yeah. But, yeah,
I mean, I used to watch like a lot of like Minecraft trolling videos.
Yeah. All right, anyways.
Getting off topic.
Next segment. I'm going to take this one, Aiden.
Go ahead. Oh, wait. Oh, you said you want me. Man, I swear I thought you said you wanted to. My bad, man. My bad.
No, I'll let you take this one.
Wait, we're doing relevant or not, aren't we?
Yeah, I was trying to let you segue into that, Aiden.
I'm sorry.
You were choking today.
Let me think of something. Video game consoles.
Wait, video game consoles?
Video game consoles.
That's what I thought, yep. All right. I went first last time, so you can go first this time.
That was my take. That's...
Oh.
That's not what worry, I'm asking.
But... Oh. Okay.
SMH.
I understand now. I think you got it. Well, last time we kind of get some... never mind.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna be relevant. I definitely think we are. I mean, the way it's going now, you know what I mean? Like, this next gen consoles with backwards compatibility.
Right.
Player interface. We're getting VR, better VR stuff for PlayStation. Same thing with PC. It's, you know what I mean? Gaming's become more of a hobby and a lifestyle for people. Like, I mean, like, look at, like, these, all these, like, FaZe clans.
Ninja!
You know what I mean?
I'm just kidding.
Ninja. Well, I mean, seriously, though, like he's made more money than most people will ever dream of making.
Right.
So I don't think that kind of died out. Maybe back when there was just like Nintendo as like one of the big, you know, PS2, early Xbox, Nintendo.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, it was probably just a hobby. But now that it's becoming beneficial, we can use it more for education, stuff like that, be it like VR, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I truly don't think it's gonna ever die out.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I don't think it's gonna be, or I think it will be relevant in the next 5 years because, it, like you said, it's just such a big part of our life. Unless you're not a gamer, but it's just a big part of a lot of people's lives and the way that we all connect with our friends and stuff that. So.
And especially with America,
right?
We'll pay anything for entertainment because that's a big part of our life, and video games is a fantastic way to get entertainment. And here's how I look at it. You can pay $5 to go see a movie or buy
like
rent a movie on Amazon.
Like, yeah.
Sorry, like $5 for a movie on Amazon or less. Right. You know what I mean? And that gives you like 2 hours of entertainment, maybe more than that if you're watching like Titanic.
Yeah. The movie's like,
you spend $30 on a video game. That's what I'm saying. You can spend $30 on a video game. Mm-hmm. That's more new, you know what I mean? Hours of entertainment, hours of gameplay, you know what I mean?
Right.
And especially if it's like something like Minecraft. Literally, I've been playing that game for probably like 4 years now. And it's still not boring, you know?
Right.
So I definitely think those are also going to be.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know, I feel like I'm just thinking the random stuff and then I just say it without thinking of it. Because I did that last time when I said money.
Money.
Okay, money. You know, the one thing that we use to buy everything.
Chicken tenders with honey mustard.
Oh, God, don't bring that up.
Not relevant.
We don't need to dive into that story.
I think it's relevant.
Go ahead, then. If you want to dive into do it. Tell them the story. Let's hear it.
All right, cool. Well, I'm a freshman and a senior. Sophomore.
My boy, you're making me sound like a pedophile. Jesus Christ.
Sorry. Sophomore. We have same math.
Yeah, you're a sophomore. I'm a junior.
Now, well, I'm talking about when this war happened. I fucking got the story in.
Okay.
We had the same math class together. And so we were going to go out with a bunch of friends to a restaurant before homecoming. But all of my friends canceled except Aiden. So we get there, although he's too afraid to book a table for us.
Like, yeah, no, I'm good, bro.
So I get there. He's sitting outside on a bench. He's also not coming to the dance because he ripped his only dress shirt right down the back. So we get in there. I get a table for us, I guess, because I'm the only man there at balls. And we get in there. So I order, and we're just talking or whatever. I don't think Aiden's aware that they can tax food.
No, I'm not aware. Well, I may am now, but I wasn't.
And so Aiden has, like, what, like $5 or $10?
I
had
like
10 bucks on you.
Because
your dad was supposed to give you more, but he wasn't. He didn't get home before you had to leave or something like that happened. And so he could only buy an appetizer. He also like didn't buy water because he's smart and he's like, I'll buy a pop.
Yep, that is big brain investments.
So he ends up spending more actually money. So I had to spot him like $5 or something like that. But the waiter asked him what he wants. Waitress asked him what he wants, and he's sitting there for a minute. He goes, "I'll have your home style chicken tenders." And then she asked, "What dipping sauce do you want?" And this isn't pointing at anyone but us who were actually there. And he goes, "What kind do you have?" She goes, "Soft bun cream." Like, what was it? Barbecue honey mustard.
Honey mustard, boys.
Just, the way you said, "I'll have your home style chicken tenders." Not funny to anyone else, but
she's like, "Okay, what would you like?" You're like, "I was like fish and crisp with a fine side of tartar sauce." And then she's like,
I had like a coleslaw and like fish and chips and stuff, like scalloped potatoes. It was really good. And the egg rolls up here with some style chicken tenders just blows me out of the water. That's definitely gotta be relevant. All right, we're dragging on. That segment is over.
Yeah, that's just my.
We know it was planned, but we're really not feeling it, guys. PS5 is coming out. Sony's releasing the PS5. I am absolutely hyped for this.
Me too.
Holy cow. Have you seen a DualSense? I'm sure you have, but oh my gosh, that's amazing. Apparently, they have it set up where, like, I'm not sure if you guys have played, like, Horizon Zero Dawn or something like that. Mm-hmm. In that game, you have a bow and arrow. Yeah. And where the way the DualSense is set up is when you pull back a bow and arrow in the game, you get resistance in your trigger.
That's...
I'm so excited.
That's, bro. That's just a bro moment.
It's also going to have backwards compatibility with PS4 games, which I kind of get to the point because Xbox is going back all the way. Yeah. But actually, Xbox, what's the new console called? The Xbox X?
Yeah, series, like whatever. X1 series, some shit like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think, don't pick up the Xbox, sorry guys. They're going back all the way, and also their console, I'm not sponsored by anyone, so I'm going to say they sound very good as well. I'm excited to see the new Xbox come out. It's more or less of a gaming system, more of a home entertainment thing. It looks fantastic. I'm not sure if you saw the design for it.
Not yet. I'll look at it, though, eventually.
It looks fantastic. It's Xbox One X, I believe. One S?
Mm-hmm.
Something. Anyways, PS5 sounds good. They haven't really released a lot of information on it, which I can respect. They're kind of waiting for Xbox so they can compete with it. Although I'm afraid it's going to be really expensive because parts used for the PlayStation are also used for making iPhones and stuff. Plus, Sony's from Japan, I believe. And they got hit with Corona pretty early on. So that also slowed down production.
Yeah,
and stuff.
By a lot.
That's why The Last of Us 2 got canceled again.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited to see how that looks. Not a lot of information has been released, but it looks absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
What information could give them better? Graphics, obviously, which is surprising because graphics are fantastic now. I mean, all right, here's how I look at it. You know what I mean? If you have your average PC, you know what I mean? Like a computer you use at home. You can also use it for gaming. It's going to be the same as a PlayStation 4. Now, if you spend $600 on a graphics card and a monitor and, know what I mean? And, like, the...
Yeah, there's just no
point. Everything for it. Then obviously, you're going to get a little bit of better graphics, but the detail is so extreme at that point. Unless you're doing something like what Shroud or Ninja, you know what I mean? Like, what they did, which is make a living out of it, there's really no point to invest that much into it when it's pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with these next-gen consoles coming out where they're going to be just as good.
Yeah.
Possibly better.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
Really excited where this goes. I bought the PlayStation VR for Christmas 2 years ago now, I think. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see how VR... Eggs, inside joke, which make it Aiden
egg.
So egg. So I'm really excited to see where their VR goes as well, because personally I think the PlayStation VR absolutely sucks sometimes. It's not set up well. But I know X or PC has that one where they have sensors placed around the room.
Yeah,
and that's really. I hope PlayStation does something like that, because the system right now sucks, because it's just like the Wii. You know how Wii controllers are absolutely trash lining up sometimes?
Yeah.
It's like that. I'm really happy I have it, but you know, I would personally, if you're going to invest in VR, then you're just go for something better. You know what I mean? Although I do enjoy it. You know what I mean? It's just...
Well, yeah, I would hope so.
It's just not... the greatest system in the world, so
yeah.
Any comments?
No, I mean, you pretty much covered everything I was gonna say, so I mean,
Which ends it for episode overtime.
Yeah, this is a good segment. I mean, we talked about Mortal Kombat and chill for some reason, we talked about Mortal Kombat and chill for some
we talked about eggs, the fish and chips. Story with the chicken tendies. It's been really all over the place. make sure to check out, you know, our Instagram and YouTube. I think that pretty much goes
for this. Make sure episode. You guys, he's stupid. Make sure to download the Anchor app. Come on.
Sorry. Part of the sponsorship.
So sponsorship that's time. Sponsorship area. Time. This is. I'll take it because you did it last episode. You guys, you have to download Anchor because without Anchor, we would not have a podcast right now. That would go up on our YouTube. Anchor. It even uploads it to Spotify. Like, this app is so cool. I'm telling you, and it's all for free. You could start your own podcast for free, and it's crazy. And like a certain amount of views, you'll start making money off them views. So just keep grinding, and you can make some money. So I think we have like 65 monthly listeners, and I've made like 50 cents. So, yeah.
Wait, where's my 50 cents?
Well, I mean, we got to split it, so I've really only made 25 cents, and you made 25 cents.
Dude, that's a steal.
What a steal. All right, well, we apologize for the delayed episode and the scattered out episode, but, I mean, hey, we're a little off schedule, but we'll be back on track tomorrow for you guys. I don't know when this is going to go out. If it's going to go out later tonight or if it's going to go out tomorrow, we'll have to see because we are going to play Apex, and I don't know how late we're going to go with that. And see if I get around to editing it. But with that being said, I am your host, Aiden Alvarado, with the co-host, Nevin. Catch you guys tomorrow.